Okay. You're welcome back to the show. I tell you had a great time. And you've been having a great time with me because I have been having a great time on the show myself. 13 minutes gone past two. My name is Constance Mega. And this is The Sunny Side. Wednesday edition of the show. All right. So we will talk about something that has to do with productivity. You know, some people say that Monday is money-making day. And then some other person say Friday is fun-making day. Now, don't ask me what they say about other days because I'm yet to hear, though. So, I have a couple of questions, right? My first question to you is, when do you consider your most productive day of the week? Yeah. There are some persons that will tell you that on a particular day of the week is when they are most productive. So they do not joke with that particular day. So when do you consider your most productive day of the week? I know someone who doesn't take his nap, who doesn't joke with his afternoon nap. Mm-mm. You can't take that away from him. Nothing can tamper with that time. So again, I ask, when do you consider your most productive day of the week? Is it the time or the day that you're making money? Or the day you're spending money on leisure? You know what leisure is? When you're having fun. Or maybe both. Or an entirely different day. When do you consider your most productive day of the week? Another thing is, what does it mean to you to be productive? What do you feel? Or what do you see productivity as? And another question, is money spent on leisure a waste? You know what people call wasteful spending? Spending your money on fun activities, on fun things. Do you consider that a waste? And one more question, though. One more question. What's your favorite hour of the day? Morning, noon, evening, or night? And why? So that's the conversation for this hour. So I'd like to hear from you. So the first question I asked is, when do you consider your most productive day of the week? When is your most productive day of the week? The numbers to call are 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0002 and 0817 923 0003. And I'm taking messages, so do well to send them via WhatsApp to 0809 030 6416. 0809 030 6416. Hello, you're welcome to The Sunny Side. Please Hello. Turn off your radio. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Sorry, please. I wanted to get the IG page of the person that just stepped out of the studio a few minutes ago. So I don't know if
Connect _ Chike.
Hello?
All right. So you have to listen via your radio so you can hear me loud and clear. All right. So listen to the radio and then you can hear me. Connect _ Chiki. That's how you can find him on social media. All right. So when do you consider your most productive day of the week? Is it when you're playing? When you're praying? When you are working? And not just working. Or is it when the money comes rolling in? For some people, they just wait. They feel the most productive day is that day they receive a lot. and it's salary or their allowance. That's it for them. That's their most productive day. All right, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, and 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, and of course, 0817-923-0007. All right, remember to send me messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. All right, the radio sets, please turn it off. All right, this is not working. Please turn off your radio sets whenever you're calling. That's the only way we can have this conversation. Please help me out here. You know, it's incredible that there are some people, I'm thinking a lot of people are actually having less fun now. You know, if you're talking about leisure, some people, because they had more of it as children. But now that I've heard some people say that adulthood is a scam. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. What's your name? Okay.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, so we're talking about productivity. And what I'm asking you to tell me is that time or that day of the week that you consider your most productive. Is it a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday? If you say it's a Friday, why? How come it's on a Friday? What's up? Is it because you have fun on Friday? You know, some people say something about fun. They say that time flies when you're having fun. It's more like you're enjoying yourself. So before you know it, the time is just, you look at the time and looks like, see if the time is flying. But the time is not flying. In fact, time is just there. It's just moving as it is supposed to move, right? But because you're having fun, you just feel like the time is just flying. It's just going by like that. So is that when you consider most productive? Because after you have had so much fun, you can now take out time to rest very well. I've heard someone say that he has so much fun when he is spending money. You know, it's more like he feels he's alive when he's spending money. So for him, it is that time when he is spending money. Hello?
Hello, Constance. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, Shola once again.
All right, Shola.
Talking about the most productive days of the week, my most productive days is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Why?
That's because Monday feel like a hangover from the weekend. Okay. And Friday is like a winding down. So I'm most productive on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Okay, so that's when you're working.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. So for him, his most productive day or days, a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because Well, that's when he can put all of his energy into the work he does. All right. You know, they say something about your brain. They say your brain is like a muscle. So for some people, their most productive time is early in the morning when they just woke up from sleep and the brain is ready to do a lot of things. For some other people, it is when they have taken out time to maybe study. For some people, it's studying. That's when they are most productive. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Mr. Zion calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, you're welcome, Mr. Zion.
Sunday to Sunday is all my productive day. But in the office work, I say it's a Thursday. Thursday is the bomb.
Why Thursday?
I think because that day the department will be receiving their overcost charge running the office. And that cash is a bomb. You know, it's just like you'll be vibrating from morning. Like today is Wednesday. Tomorrow morning now, by 8 o'clock, everybody's vibrating for that cash.
Mm.
You won't understand. It's not your salary, not the allowance. They call it overhead cost. In running the office.
Wow. Sometimes
you will not understand.
Help me understand.
You will not understand.
Send me the overhead money so that I can understand.
Oh my goodness me. You won't understand. That is your most of us never go on time.
Wow.
After work, sure, 4 o'clock, finally leaving. Of course, now you and your crew, you go wherever, you just feel free and relax to refresh your head. Then Friday, it just kind of, it's not really that true official day, Friday. So you find out that the whole levy, all enjoyment, the whole refreshing, the whole movement on Thursday is being discussed on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cannot make your team to have a wonderful Thursday evening, guy, you guys are not trying. In short, people will be leaving your team. Even in your office, they will leave your desk, go to the desk where things are happening. And you know that Mr. Zion deck will always be the bomb.
Mm.
Always be the bomb. So Thursday is the best day, most energizing day for me.
All right. Thank you very much. So for you, when is your most productive day? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And why do you consider that particular day your most productive day? What makes you productive? For Mr. Zion, they're saying it's the day that money comes in and it's not even salary, but there's this special money that hits them. He said it's like a bomb. So it's the day you guys are receiving money that is your productive day. Nice. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good evening. Good afternoon. What's your name? Okay. Yeah. So he did good morning and I decided to do good evening. I guess he's taking me into tomorrow. Yeah, not the morning that is past. So I'm looking at the word productive. Remember one of the questions I asked? Yeah. So I asked also, what does he mean? What does he mean to you to be productive? Yeah, I'm sure you have something in mind when you're thinking of being productive. There's something that comes to your mind. It's one of the questions I asked. Well, let's take this call and then you talk to me about that. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Umana Willie.
All right. Welcome. Okay. So productive, according to the Cambridge Dictionary, it says resulting in or providing a large amount or supply of something. Resulting in or providing a large amount or supply of something. So another word you can actually use, we could say is a synonym for that word, productive, is useful. Useful. So when is your most useful day of the week? Yeah, now you're getting it, right? So if I put it that way, it makes sense. So if I use productive, and you've been thinking. So there are some other words, actually. But useful is closest, I believe. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you. What's your name?
Okay. For me, my productive day is from Monday to Friday.
Why is it Monday to Friday?
Because these days are my working days. Oh. When I go to work. And then Saturday and Sunday, when I'm less busy, I do usually to do other things. Like my production. So Monday to Saturday, I'm doing production, doing this to myself.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. So he says Monday till Saturday. Incredible. Monday till Saturday. Where are my church folks who are most productive on Sundays? Yeah, there are people who are most productive on Sundays, and there are some others who are most productive in the evenings. That reminds me, the other question I actually asked, your favorite hour of the day. Did we miss that part? What's your favorite hour of the day? Is it in the morning, noon, evening, or night? Yeah, I asked that particular question as well. I almost forgot. Morning, noon, evening, or night? What's your favorite hour of the day? If you're asked. Okay. So let's see what we have here on WhatsApp. My most productive days are Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I'm a Forex trader. Majorly Sunday evenings and Monday morning are for analysis. Major work takes place Tuesdays and Wednesdays. As a person, I don't joke with those days. Charles the Great, that's your message. All right. Thank you very much, Charles the Great, for your message there. All right. So when is your most productive day? Looking at the entire week. Week in, week out. When can you say is your most productive day of the week? So useful is a word that also comes to mind when you're talking about productivity. Usefulness. And so many other things also come to mind. So for some other person, the person could say that, you know, to be productive is for you to do things that gets you closer to achieving your goals or your goal, right? Doing things that helps you achieve your goal. So for someone whose goal is to get money, when you're doing what you're doing to get that money, it's more like your most productive time. If your goal is to lose weight, the time that you are in the gym or outside running or indoors doing your squats and plank and what have you, that could be your most productive. So it could be something you do every Wednesday or every Saturday. So that could be your most productive day. You could have multiple productive days, right? Depending on what the goal is. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon, Israel. That's my name.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah. I'm somewhere very noisy, so please ignore the environment.
I'm listening to you.
Okay, productivity. In this part of the world that I find myself, the situation I find myself,
socioeconomic situation, political situation, environmental situation. By second, I'm always thinking of how to be productive, how to change this immediate situation from what I'm seeing it right now to what's going to be better and sustainable. So it's a third word, excuse my language, we need to be productive, proactive, till we get to a sustainability level. Everybody needs to be very active, because we are behind, we are way, way behind. We need a very high scale of productivity.
Behind who?
Behind the other part of the world.
Which other parts of the world?
The canal lines. The first world nations. We don't have power. We don't have housing. We don't have food. There is nothing. No health care. No roads.
Are you sure? Are you living? Which part of Nigeria do you live in?
Are you serious?
You're saying no. You said no power, no housing, no roads, nothing. And I'm wondering, are you calling me from a cave or something?
Jesus Christ. I want to give you an example. Go to Rumola.
Mm-hmm.
Stand on top of the flyover.
I should stand on top of Rumola flyover.
Yes, then look at the chances in the Port Harcourt.
Uncle, you don't like me.
No, there's a pedestrian on that flyover. Look at into as if you're going towards the Rumola inside. Look at that's the Port Harcourt metropolitan city. Look at the kind of housing units we have there.
Okay, there are houses there, actually.
You call those things houses, 2022.
What are they?
Well, my president, sister, calm down now. Are those environmental mosquitoes with drainages that are open? Come on. We are still using a soccer weapon system. You have a central sewage system. What are you talking about? Or email market, have you been there? The most popular email market. Do you know how it is? Where we shop for our food, we eat. Have you gone there before? Let me tell you. Look at the commercial markets around it. I think there's no borehole in all your community markets. Your meats are dirty. Just look at where you shop from with your dirty cars. Look at where you shop from, your market.
What's wrong with the markets?
There are no fiber water in the water. Sorry, fiber water in the market.
Are you sure?
Let me give you, I will take you five markets, no water.
Okay.
Yes. No sanitary system in your market. Have you gone to the market and you're pressed? Have you seen the toilet? Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Usually when Nigerians talk, right, we like to say nothing. No housing, no water, it gets me thinking, actually, when we say know this, know that, do you actually mean that nothing like that exists? Because at the end of the day, someone says nothing. I'm just thinking of an open space with nothing. That's actually, yeah, the picture in my mind. But the thing is, the market I actually go to, it's a community market, and it's they have water in that market. Crazy enough, when the PHED guys decide to cease their power, I think they have a generator that they start up. Yeah. One of the markets around here. So it's not all the markets, right? Yeah. But back to my question, okay? Before we try to switch this to one of those political talks, I'm asking you to tell me when you consider your most productive day, and when also is your, what was that question again? Yeah, something about your favorite day, hour or time of the day. Morning, noon, evening, and night. Yeah, those are the questions I asked you. And I also asked you to tell me what you see productivity as. And of course, I explained productivity to mean doing things that gets you closer to, you know, achieving your goal. So if you're saying a particular time is my most productive, or a particular day is my most productive, is a day I consider myself most productive, It means it's the day that I do a particular thing to achieve a certain goal. Yeah, I'm sure we're on the same page now. 0817-923-0002. All right, I've already read this one. My most productive days, whether Monday, Tuesday, or any day of the week, are as follows. Any day I am offering a service for money. That's one. All right, I'll continue this message. Let me take a call. Okay. You can call me back if you can. So the second one here, he says, as a family man, any day I am able to provide basic necessities for my family. As a writer, my productive days are days of my research to add valuable materials to my work of writing. Okay. All right. Thank you. And lastly, as a believer, when I am at the service of the Lord with clean conscience. Tony, so when you are at the service of the Lord without clean conscience, you had to do this in this message. Oh my goodness. The day you're not there with a clean conscience, you're not productive. Well, thank you all the same for your message. I appreciate that. Okay, so when do you consider your most productive day? Monday? Is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? Is it Thursday? Is it Friday? Is it when you hang out with friends to take your mind off whatever it is that's bugging you? Because the goal is to come out of depression. The goal is to stop worrying. The goal is to stop drooling. Right? When do you consider your most productive day? Another question. The money you spend on leisure, is it a waste? If you bring up money and you say, yes, I'm taking myself out. Bring up money and you just go hang out. You just do something and it's not part of what is going to bring money back to you. You're just spending that money to just have fun. Is it a waste? That's another question I asked. So you tell me, money spent on leisure, is it wasted money? Okay, let's see what we have on Facebook. Peace Barry says, not really a waste. It was labored for now, at least to ease the pressure from work. All right. And then Gift Choco says, it's not really a waste, except it adds no value to life. All right. Then Praise says his name is Titus from Benin. All right. Are you using someone else's account? But then he says it's not a waste because it's worth it. All right. Thank you very much. Do talk to me now. When do you consider your most productive day of the week? And also, the money you spend on leisure, is it waste? Is it wasted money? Or the money anybody spends on leisure, do you see it as waste? People are wasting money. Going out, wasting money. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Godwin.
You're welcome, Godwin.
Yeah. Money you spend after work, maybe for party or for enjoyment, I would say it's not enough. But when you enjoy, or you enjoy to recall to the point that you captured life to the point of maybe you want to kill or destroy yourself, that's the sense that sounds like this. But if you labor and then you have little time for yourself and enjoy yourself, it is never a waste. So, what about money that you give to somebody, like maybe let me just somebody will get money from you and then like 5,000 naira. So, it's the money. It's what you labor for. You can do anything, but when you don't, when you do it in a way that will affect or see your life, that is when it sounds very useful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. All right. All right. So the for me, for him, he feels the money you spend having fun is not a waste because you took out time to labor for that money. So that's little time you have for yourself to just unwind, you know, relax, laugh, and gist, maybe not gist, but just have fun. He says, you're not wasting the money unless you end up using the money to do something that will put your life in a very bad place. You know, some people, they say, I have made this money. Let me spend it the way I want to spend it. And then they go drinking so much, they're vomiting, some of them pass out, and some other persons even get into the car, and that's the end. But the person went to have fun. Is that also a waste? Well, my last caller says that's a waste. Hello? All right. Do well to call back if you can. Money you spend on leisure, is it a waste? And then when is your most productive day of the week? And I'm also asking you to tell me, what's your favorite hour of the day? Morning, noon, evening, or night? And with these questions come the other question. Why? My most productive day is my normal working days, Mondays to Thursdays. Friday is preparation for weekend, from Chinuzo. All right, thank you. My dear Constance, you are full of great energy. With you, no dull moment at all. You know the program you're handling. Well done. All right, thank you very much for your message. I appreciate that. Heading back to Facebook. Who is there? What are you saying? Let's see what they are saying on Facebook. Wisdom Chidi says, no, it's not a waste. And then Praise Praise again says, my most productive hour is afternoon. Now, I didn't ask about most productive hour. I asked your favorite hour of the day. You're switching my question. Don't do that. Most productive day. Are the questions too much? No, they're not too much. I've had more questions before on other conversations, right? So this one is just three, maybe because they're all sounding like almost the same thing, but they're not. The first question, when do you consider your most productive day of the week? Is it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Right? The second one, money you spend on leisure, on fun, is it a waste? And the third one, what is your favorite day, hour of the day? Morning, noon, evening, night. Yeah, those are the three questions. Hello.
Hello.
You're welcome. What's your name?
I'm Frank, calling from Iriaba.
All right, Frank. Go on.
I don't think money spent on leisure is a waste.
Okay. Why do you think so?
All those money are spent for my happiness. So, and he said that good life is better than wealth.
Okay.
And for my productive days, I think every day is my productive day.
Interesting.
Because people who are alive have to be grateful.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And go charge your phone battery. It's announcing to you, low battery. Thank you so much for calling, though. So he says every day is a productive day. I mean, the fact that I'm alive, I can breathe, I can see, I can notice my environment, whether it's clean or dirty. It's my most productive day. But what is the goal? You know, before I actually said productivity is what is that time that you're doing something to achieve a certain goal. So it means the time that you were useful, productive, usefulness. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yes, my most favorite hour of the moment of the day is during the night.
Okay.
Because it's during the night period, because after work I need to relax, and that relaxing time is my favorite. It's the most important hour. For some time when I'm relaxing, I feel golf. So it is also one of my favorite hours of the day. So it's my favorite and also my favorite hour. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Back to what we have here. Let's see. You and you. Okay. All right. So I'm still here. I want to hear from you though, so you can tell me. Okay. I like to have you think for yourself, and then you say, okay, thinking about what she's asking right now, I can say that my most productive days are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Oh my goodness me. All right, so what particular hour is your favorite? Is it in the morning when you have to rush out with everybody and go get stuck in traffic before you get to where you're going to? Yeah, some people love the adrenaline rush, you know, of yes, everybody's out there, you know, we're rushing. They just like that feeling. Yeah, for some people, it's just like that. Yeah, so that's it. For some other persons, it's when they have to go and sleep. I beg, let's go and rest. That's your favorite hour of the day. Turn off your radio. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is a friend of mine calling from Leo.
All right, you're welcome.
Yeah. First of all, I want to answer the one that I think is most important.
Okay.
You ask if the money that is spent on leisure is a waste. Definitely, the money you spend on leisure is not a waste if you spend it judiciously.
Judiciously.
Are extravagant and their expenses is not commensurate to what they earn. Look, you cannot say because you want to have fun or you want to, you know, sit back and relax, the wine. You spend more than you want, more than you earn. There are some persons that even borrow money for the sake of pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they are marking their birthday, or maybe they want to work for the weekend. They don't have money. They have to borrow money to do that. It's very, very wrong. So when you spend money that is commensurate to what you earn, it's not a problem. It's not bad because, of course, you work for it. But we must understand that our spending, especially for leisure, shouldn't go beyond what we can afford. No one should, you know, be indebted because you want to have fun. Very, very wrong. They're talking about productivity. I think being productive depends on what you do as a person.
Mm.
First of all, you know, benefit God. That is number one. And secondly, what you do that benefits you and also the society. To me, the most productive days of my life are Monday to Saturday. Those days that I have to do more. And I try to make sure that in what I do, I try to please God first, and also I do it to benefit myself and also benefit people around me. But of course, you must love people. You must, you know, do things that please God. And also, you must love yourself as well. There are some persons that put people, the services they place, they give to people before themselves. And it's very bad. Whatever you do as a person, you must consider that, first of all, you must live to do it. Wow. So productivity has to also do, how productive are you to yourself? How productive are you to the one that created you? Then we also consider the society, how you have been able to impact on the society. Then the most important hour of my life is when I'm quiet, especially on Sunday, when I have time to sit down and read and, you know, listen to good music. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. That was interesting. Now, someone says productivity is being able to do things that you were never able to do before. Can you think on that? Just think about that. Productivity is being able to do things that you were never able to do before. Wow. So I'm thinking for this kind of person, they would say they are most productive, or when they consider themselves most productive, has to be that time that they are trying out something new. So for someone, it could be that moment or that day or the days of the week. I mentioned this before, right? When they are studying, or when they are researching, or when they are learning, right? So they are being productive in that they are equipping themselves with information to be able to do what they are supposed to do well when the time comes for them to do what they set out to do. So that's your most productive day of the week. Or should I say time? All right. Hello. Hello. Hello, are you there? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Pius.
Welcome, Pius.
Okay. With my productive days are weekends, like Friday, Saturday.
How come?
Yeah, my productive hours are let me say by evening time.
Okay, so how come you say your most productive days are Fridays and Saturdays? What happens then? What are you doing?
Those are the time the money is coming.
Ah, nice. Yes. Interesting.
Those are the day I have the money. And weekend activities are more on that weekend.
Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you for calling, Pius.
Bye.
You're welcome. And then some other person says, focus on being productive instead of busy. So some people actually mistake busyness for productivity. So they would say that their most productive days are those days that they are busy. You know, they're looking at those days that they are pretty busy and they'll say, ah, those are my most productive days. Is there a goal? Are you just busy about too many things? But there's no goal. Now, for some people, the goal it's just something silly. Yes, they have a goal, but the goal is, it's such that when you hear what the goal is, you'll be like, hi. Like, this is what you're spending your time, spending your energy, spending resources on. Yeah. For example, the Yahoo boys. That's what they spend their time on. Someone would take out time, maybe legitimately save money to get a laptop. What do you want to use the laptop for? Oh boy. And this Yahoo thing, I won't do. I just say they pay. What crap? And so many other things. But you see someone learning how to run and you think he's trying to find a way to represent maybe his community or maybe Nigeria someday or even Britain someday, or maybe another country someday in the Olympics or whatever. But nah, he's learning how to run so that he will snatch people's bags and run. Yeah, those things happen. The goal, first of all, what is the goal? What is the focus? So if you're talking about being productive, if you're looking at any day of the week as your most productive day, you have to consider what the goal is. All right? So remember, when you're thinking about the word productive, you think about usefulness. When are you being, at that time, you're being useful, probably to yourself, or some people have said to yourself, to the community, or to the society as well. I have to go. I'll see you tomorrow. My name is Constance Mega. Thank you so much.